This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks!
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, the new Equalizer will be a reboot on CBS starring a female.
A female.
Yeah.
Oh, Kathy and the Jimmy.
Peggy Hill.
Can you imagine?
You got big feet.
All right. Well, no, you're not even on point
So
there.
Now they reboot something, and then they make it a woman. And then you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like they did Lady Ghostbusters and Ladies Ocean's 11.
That's good.
Could be. Well, the original series, The Equalizer, starred Edward Woodward as a retired intelligence operative who used his skills to help people in difficult situations who had nowhere else to turn. And it ran from 1985 to 1989. So this reboot will star Queen Latifah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't necessarily go against it because I wouldn't mess with her.
Well, no. Woman. No. Was Awesome Kong not available?
No. So Denzel Washington, you mentioned that earlier.
That was a good movie, I thought.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed the second one, too.
I didn't see that one.
Two films based on the show in 2014 and 2018. So, you know, reboots are the big thing this year, obviously. And
the last decade.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've hit that brick wall, but we're doing that thing where... They are doing that thing where they take the same. It's not just a reboot. Like, at least Jay and Silent Bob are very honest with what they are presenting. It's a reboot.
Mm-hmm.
It's the exact same thing. It's just us now.
Yep.
With these, though, they take the same thing and they change one character backwards, or the situation flip flops, and it's like, oh, I'm familiar with this, but this is different.
Yeah, I mean, that's just. It's really not thinking much of your audience. But then again, your audience shows up in droves for sequels and remakes and reboots and reimaginings, but not for original stories.
And this is not the first one for CBS. They also have Hawaii Five-0, MacGyver, and Magnum P.I.
Wow, yeah. My gosh. Well, I mean, I would love to talk to a major director or someone.
Sit them down.
Y'all, you still got creative people out there, but yet, what is that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's...
It's working, I know. You can't argue with it. I mean, to a degree, it works.
I wasn't going to say it's working. I mean, it's just that...
People go out and see... Like, the Equalizer movie with Denzel made $192 million, the first one.
Yeah. But, again, I think a lot of people, just like Fatboy, didn't realize it was a TV show. It's in no way the same as the TV show, except the very basic premise of it.
Well, I'm older than y'all.
They tried to do Ironside, too. That didn't work out.
Yeah.
But, brought that back.
They should do...
The yearly box office winner.
What should they do?
New Andy Griffith. But guess what?
Uh-huh.
It's a single mom who's a sheriff.
Oh, my.
With Uncle B.
See?
You just flip-flop it. Otis the drunk is really a woman on meth.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Floyd the barber is a black lady with a hair salon.
You look at, I'm looking here at the top 20 box office winners of the year, top 20 grossing movies of the year. Us, number 9, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, number 15. Everything else is a sequel or a remake or, a licensed character.
It gets the support. It's that recognition that we say, oh, I remember that. It must be good.
Got to drag my kids to it.
Right.
Yeah, but then you go out of the top 20, you get like The Upside and Hustlers and Rocket Man and Alita Battle Angel and stuff like that. Good Boys.
Well, Matt, what you described was called Gayberry. a fan fiction that is on the internet. Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, my goodness. And that would be game fun shows, when they reboot those, that's also annoying.
Yeah.
That, you know, who started that was Aaron Spelling, Tori Spelling's daddy, who bought up all these intellectual rights and intellectual properties of brands that were kind of like covered in dust.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would redo it. He owned it. And same way that I can't remember who, but there was one guy who, with American Idol, would profit so much because he owned all the rights to the songs that they were allowed to perform.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of a work deal that they had. And that lasted on American Idol for like 4 or 5 seasons, where he was the only guy who owned all the rights for all the publishing.
Yeah.
Or the conglomeration, maybe not one guy, but I want to say it was Jimmy Iovine or somebody like that.
Yeah, yeah. If I look back,
maybe it's Jimmy Walker from Good Times.
If I look back over the years, man, it's getting worse. There were 2 original movies that made like top 20 money this year so far. 2 last year. It was like 3 the year before, though. So we're doing good the year before.
But like,
think
about it.
One of them was Boss Baby, though. No, there were 4 in 2017. Wow.
You look at the even with cartoons. So we'll do a live action version of it. Or I saw the other night a commercial that they're doing. Which one? Who's Under the Sea? What was that one? Aladdin?
Oh, no.
Under the Sea, Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
Aladdin was a desert.
They're doing a live action musical version.
It's tonight, right? On ABC.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's not a movie?
No, I think it's tonight on ABC.
But still, they take the same thing and just interchange little nuances about it.
But it'll be a live show.
Remember All in the Family live with, it was the reboot?
That was good.
It was good. But
Jamie Foxx made it great.
I swear, I just want, like, new stuff that I don't know about yet. Other than, like, you know, certain musical artists I'm not aware of.
Yeah.
I thought a Lil Yachty was a John Boat.
But maybe we're not into anything fresh and new.
No.
There is a study done on entertainment and sleep, and 24% of people in the study say they usually feel frustrated with themselves because they prioritize entertainment over sleep. And so there are things that keep us up late at night where we can't put it down. We have to do it. We have to either.
Nine's able to do both at the same time, get his sleep and entertainment, such
really?
As the Slayer concert that he fell asleep during.
Well,
a Slayer
anomaly.
Concert.
Well,
it's like a lullaby to me.
Well, you know what? If you're happy, we're happy.
I like thrash metal.
We want you to be calm. You know, that's his zen. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, that's awesome. Playing video games. 59% of men, 42% of women say they do that. They don't get enough sleep. People under 35 are almost twice as likely to do it than older people staying up playing games.
I don't remember which Grand Theft Auto. It was probably 5 that I remember I played it so much I would dream about the game at night.
Yep.
That was so bizarre. It was. It was like when I worked at Black Friday at Chick-fil-A. I dreamed about making chicken sandwiches at night.
Did you? That might be a nightmare, though.
I'd wake up hungry as Blake.
I bet. All right, watching sports. Just under 60% of us sometimes choose sports over sleep. I imagine that would be, you know, with football and basketball, maybe baseball.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Pigskin Punishment announcement coming up right after this.
75% of men, 45% of the women say that they stay up watching that. Reading, 71% of women, 61% of men have lost sleep because they couldn't put down a good book. And then this is the number one answer that we love to do, streaming TV shows or movies. So there you go, those old shows that you get caught up in, watching one after another.
I wonder why they just say streaming TV shows. Like, why not just TV? Why do they have to say it's the streaming part of it? Because, like, 9 just has YouTube now.
Yeah, YouTube TV.
Paige, you don't have, all yours is streaming now.
All mine is Hulu and Netflix. That's all I watch.
Fat Boy pirates everything.
Yep.
No, that's not true. What do you have? You have cable, Fat Boy?
Yeah. I don't want to plug the provider.
Right. Man, nor do I.
We're in a current bill dispute.
I actually paid a hospital bill with them the other day. You can understand why that would happen.
It happens all the time.
All right. Well, Microsoft, they started a work week that we've talked about before, the 4-day work week. We're all game for that. And it's successful in some areas. And last August, Microsoft Japan decided to test what would happen if they had their employees work 4 days instead of 5. And this is what they found. It was a huge success. Productivity went up 40%. So even though people were working a little less, things were getting done.
Hmm.
And then so having that 3-day weekend and knowing that you have to be done by Thursday evening, I guess you would hustle maybe Wednesday.
Yeah. I mean, I know of a company in Greenville that they have like this. These are your objectives for the week. Get them done, and then you're done for the week.
Yeah.
And if you get them done by Wednesday, you've worked a full week. It's pretty damn awesome. It's not here, obviously.
The thing that looks really weird to me about this thing Microsoft did is somehow with one less day per week, which is what, 4 less days in a month, somehow they printed 59% fewer sheets of paper. How'd they cut paper usage by 60% by taking 4 days off?
I don't know, man. I guess people printing out their yard sale flyers on Fridays.
I guess so. They gotta do it at home.
Right?
I don't know.
Productivity went up 40%. So that's a big jump. Also, people took 25% fewer vacation days than normal, and they were already off those Fridays. So they didn't ask for them off.
25% is right in line.
And then the 59% fewer sheets. And also, they used 23% less electricity to run the facility. So.
Right in line.
Less toilet paper, too, I bet you.
Yeah. So win-win. Hello, Intercom. I don't think that, you know, we could possibly.
I've said a humpteen times that I'd do 4 fives. I would.
Yeah, man, this is the thing. If we can get everybody on board with this 4-day work week, then we can go with it too. But we got to make sure everybody else does it. Then only can we do it. We'll be the last ones to get that.
But then.
But that ain't going to happen around here.
What happens, though, if everybody does that, then where do we go drink on Fridays? Where do we go eat?
Well, you go out Thursdays and do whatever you want on Friday, and then you get 2 Saturdays, basically.
Yeah, but I mean, that would kill the economy if everybody didn't work on Fridays.
It's just corporate. Well,
oh, it's just corporate just America? Oh, then I support it then.
You have. Yeah,
but, you know, all the manufacturing around here, no, they're happy to try to work people literally into the grave.
I know it.
But restaurants, they have to keep the same hours, which isn't fair.
Yeah. Nat and I met a guy, maybe a month ago now, that worked 89 hours in 1 week.
Mm.
89 hours in 1 week.
Bless him.
And he still came out to see us at Rigsby's or wherever we were.
That's awesome.
It was Rigsby's.
All right, then.
It was.
Oh, damn. I hate talking about it because I think about them damn hamburgers.
I'd go for one right now.
I know, man.
They ain't open at 8:20
a.m. It's got that name, though. When you say Rigsby's, you're like, here we go.
Let me get some wings and a hamburger.
All right,
good French fries.
Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige. And those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. Starting the drum
roll. Oh, yeah. Roll it up, man.
The controversy from yesterday that caused a lot of awkwardness in this room when Fat Boy found out that 9 didn't lose pigskin picks this past week. He did. But then we remember 9 still got a punishment to pay back from last week because he was sick.
Yeah, it was.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about tomorrow's double pigskin punishment. First time it's happened. Will it be the last time? I hope not, because this is going to be good.
Way we've been going, it might be.
Lord God. All right. Pigskin punishment. We'll talk all about it. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet rocks.
What?
About to find out if this is the Fat Boy parody or not.
Won't be.
No. This is Billie Eilish.
Billie.
You like this song, Fat Boy? What's the reason? It's Fat Boy Rejoin Week. What's you like it or no?
This is top songs of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like charting.
Well, this one I can see.
I don't know this one.
Yo, really?
Yeah.
This is like her big one. Billie Eilish.
It's got a good beat to it.
It's got a great beat to it. And I like the way she's so breathy when she talks. Yeah. But in concert, though, she couldn't be able to whisper like this in concert, right?
Yeah.
I don't think she'd be able to. That's how our voice is going to sound come Friday morning. Duh.
Yeah, this one doesn't get me like some of the other ones I've heard of her where it's just like, man, it's hype.
She got a good gimmick, too. Like her whole,
being pressed.
It's like she's like Marilyn Manson and Kurt Cobain made a baby.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
People lined up to fight you right now.
I'm telling you.
Baby Wicked.
That's what I see there.
I know the Crown song. That one's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's had a bunch.
See me in the Crown.
Already. And she's like a teenager, too, I think. Or maybe she's like 25. Yeah, who can know anymore?
No, she's young. She's young.
I don't have Teen Beat magazine anymore. Stopped last year.
Dang it.
Yeah.
impulsive activity.
Text toys.
17.
She's 17 years 17. Old? Good Lord.
Why 18, they call it, 18 next month.
Why do they call it Teen Beat? I just now questioned that. You ever wonder why?
Wasn't the other one called Tiger Beat?
No. Fat Boy'd like that one.
Yeah, Tiger Beat was a teen magazine in the 90s, yeah.
Got LeVon Kirkland with his shirt off.
And they introduced Teen People.
Teen People?
Teen People, yep.
Oh, 17. Not People Beat.
Yeah, 17. Oh, Tiger Beat's gone. Its final issue was this year.
People Beat was certain sections of Mugshots magazine.
They put you on a list for Teen Beat.
Text toys to 72341. Get all the information about the 16th annual Rise Guys 28-hour broadcast for Toys for Tots presented by attorney Rob Inario.
Yep.
In collaboration with the United States Marine Corps. Simplify.
Well, I don't think you can say it.
Well, I say it for them.
No, Serpico said we, you know.
He said we could say hoorah, too.
Yeah.
Or not hoorah.
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 Don't say hoorah. Say hooray.
Yeah. Not hoorah. I miss Serpico. That was my all-time favorite Marine.
Yeah. Great movie as well.
Awesome guy.
So, that's coming up. Tomorrow, see, this is the dynamic of this. Think about this for a second. Friday morning, we'll be doing our picks live from the Bon Secours Wellness Arena.
We'll have to turn them in before that, though. We got to turn them in by 11 p.m.
and then on Mondays, we recap those picks, and then which was yesterday. And then today, we announce the punishment for whoever lost. Remember the timeline. 9 was out sick last week with bronchitis. He lost but did not get to do his punishment, so it was going to be a carryover. If 9 lost this week as well, it would be a really hardcore punishment. You know, something like, you know, he would have to smash his beautiful new wristwatch while burning his Sturgill Simpson tickets he's going to be purchasing soon.
Oh, I'll burn them because I can't get them to the 25th.
Well, you play along.
I mean, I can buy them today, but I won't have access to them to the 25th.
And get this, 9 did lose statistically this past week.
Hmm.
But.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun.
Commissioner Fatboy did not send his own picks back to us. Therefore, we do not necessarily know that he made the picks that he claimed by 11 p.m.
Is Mark Ryan helping him now?
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
No, because when we do picks on the
Ingalls
College Football Kickoff Show, none of us does well there either.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what's weird is Fatboy really sucks on that show. Like, he's leading for the year. Picking games in here, but he's last place on that show because he flips his picks, does a 180 on them between doing them in here and doing them on that show.
Why?
Yeah, you're a flip picker.
It's a rough go at it.
By the way, we'll be in Anderson this week.
Saturday, Main Street.
Saturday, 2:30 to 4:30.
I hope you don't have plans Friday night. You got to go home and sleep and get ready to do it all again.
Yeah, you know. Well, I catch a nap and be fine.
Who needs sleep?
Right?
Not me, not much.
Sleep when you're dead.
Some people would say, isn't the punishment enough that they have to stay up for 28 hours? Yeah, but guess what? We all have to.
Pardon. I didn't mean to.
Bless you.
I didn't,
yeah,
mean, have to scoff a at, I didn't mean to scoff at that remark.
Have a napkin. So here we are. In fact, boy, you know, honestly, yesterday's mood really was just very awkward. Because, you know, you started, you had the heat with Butch Patrick of the Monsters fame, and then we, totally unbeknownst to you, you didn't respond with your picks. And the temperament and the awkwardness was really thick in here yesterday. Just being transparent to the listeners.
Think so.
How we feel right now? I feel great. How you feel, Fatboy?
There's anticipation of getting a punishment that sucks because you don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, you know, where I'm at, and I got hiccups.
Mm.
You might hear those.
Let's remind everybody, the last actual punishment that actually occurred on the show, because again, 9 was out sick last week, was me. Remember that one? In fact, Fatboy, if you will check your email. Hold on, I sent Fatboy an email. Fatboy, if you will click play on that WMV I just sent you.
This was actually the last punishment we did. This is beautiful.
Do something else.
Baby, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the ground. Oh, God. I catch it down the back of my leg, stranger, it feels, yeah. Now that your rose is in bloom, a ride hits the gloom of the ground. Okay, can we... Remember that?
Yeah, that was fun. Let's do that again. Let's have Matt do an encore.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That was so good. I just wanted to do that. Encore.
Somebody actually said, I'll tell you, it was Rob. Rob said, what if people bring a certain amount of toys, you'll do Tazioki. It's like, God bless, man.
Why do you have to do that?
How about we're going to be there for 28 hours. We're doing live broadcasting and talking funny and doing things.
You leave that to us.
But that is a good bit. I mean, I think that's one of the more fun bits that we do. As far as punishment goes, it's been a dare wall in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Fatboy said he wants to do Lazy Yogi.
What does Fatboy say to that?
I got a bit.
No, I don't get high and do Hazy Yogi. How about that? I'll give it to you. What's happening? You holding your breath so you don't
hiccups. I'm trying to not do it while I talk.
Yeah.
Boo.
So... this is where it is. It's left to me to come up with the punishment. Because, again, Paige, what is it, Paige?
What do you mean, what is it?
You don't like coming up with punishments.
You know what? It's going to be my turn, and I think you're going
to
put a whooping on me. I'm going to be tortured severely.
Totally juking the question once again.
February says, send him to Golden Corral. He'll do Grazioki.
Grazioki.
Oof. Steak after 4:30.
Come on, man. I have to think of another one for you to get him with.
You kind of plan them all, don't you?
All right, regardless.
Hazy Oki, you got to torture him more.
I already did that one. All right, here we go.
13 years worth.
Yeah.
For the first time. Let me turn my mic. Oh, yeah, okay. Or my headphones. I hear it now. The dramatic music.
Yep.
For the first time in the history of this show, tomorrow, for double pigskin punishment, Fatboy and Nine, in the first ever duet Tazioki.
How come we're nobody else is clapping but you and I?
Because Fatboy's got his face in his hands, and Nine obviously is not going to sell it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Man. That thing sucks.
Been zapped before. It hurts. That thing hurts. It's like getting punched by a bee sting.
Plus, I did it last time, so you're going to remember that.
That's true. Remember, Matt, Fatboy tased you last time. I didn't have nothing to do with it.
I'm going to be the taser. God,
dang it.
I'm going to be the masseuse. I'm going to be the Tazeus.
Ah.
I'm going to be the Tazeus tomorrow.
Is that the title?
Oh, that sounds like some kind of...
remember, I didn't try to kill you.
Greek god. How did Nine try to kill me?
I don't know if he did or not, but I was the last one, so
oh, yeah.
That's what you remember.
Yeah. All right, so here's what I would like from those of you listening. Help me out with a nice duet that you think that would be fun to hear Nine and Fatboy perform tomorrow morning, live on this show, live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys, and all around the world. What song would you like to hear Fatboy and Nine sing as a duet while I repeatedly tase them back and forth? Repeatedly, back. I'll make it even. Like, if you get four, you get four.
It's going to be a double punishment because we're both getting tased, and it's going to be a song that probably makes it sound like we're gay with each other. That's the punishment.
Do you think Kiss from a Rose? I thought Kiss from a Rose.
That was a good song choice on my part.
People will hear that song and think of me more than they do Seal and how I botched it so bad.
Yeah. It's not a cool song, too, man.
Dogs were howling. That one video the girl sent us on Snapchat, mm-hmm. playing it, and the dog was howling in the background.
Yeah.
That was a howl of like, woo, good.
I think romance happened while people were listening to that. So,
Yeah.
Maybe.
There's babies made to that one.
Yep.
So, you can hit me at OMAFEW. That's OHMAFFEW across most of your social media networks. Tell me a good duet. And I need it to be a duet.
Yeah, like a proper duet.
It won't be like Islands in the Stream by Kenny and Dolly, but along that line.
Yeah. And we've also done Elton and Kiki.
Yeah.
Don't Break in My Heart.
What's the awful song we did at Numerous Nuptials?
Oh, man.
Man, I was sick
Yeah, I was sick that day.
Might be coming up.
I mean, I was there, but I was sick. I don't remember.
I don't know.
I don't remember. Was it Mele Kilikimaka?
I think management picked that one.
Yeah, I don't remember. I guess it wasn't good. I blocked it out.
Yeah.
Sonny and Cher, we've done that before.
I'm trying to remember what it was anyway.
It's driving me nuts.
Yeah.
Arr.
It's just, man, it's just. It's not that our duet was bad, just the song is terrible.
It was a real like romantic song, but it's like nine performing, and there was no really like comedic relief.
Yeah,
like it wasn't a funny song.
It's hard to do anything with that song.
God, man, I'll get somebody Monster Jam tickets if they can remember. That's gonna kill me now.
It was hard to follow Aaron too from Save Muirwitz.
Yeah, so
I mean that dude sings like an angel.
Well, that's true. Why would they have us do that? He was still there, and we were just like, ugh.
Yeah, just let him sing another song. He's really good at this.
I'm going to say this 3 months ahead of time. I will not be performing at Num Nups this year.
He's also got a cool mustache now, Aaron Langford.
Oh, does really?
Yeah. Nice young man. I like him.
Well, here's a nickel. All right. So, tomorrow, live on this show and on Facebook.com/RiseGuys, and, of course, we'll video it for YouTube and all that. Double Tazeoki, the duet. Nine and Fat Boy, hit me with your duet ideas, please. Because the ones I've got so far, I want some comedic relief to, and I don't have that yet.
It was Endless Love.
That's what it was.
That's what we did.
Lying on Diana.
Yeah, Endless Love.
Yeah, and I was lying on you, Diana. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, should have been the ops on that.
I know.
All right. So.
Milli Vanilli.
I kind of wish I didn't know now.
That is a solid idea, but see, they see it now, though, when you text it to the carolinavapermill.com text line.
Hey, I won't look, man. I won't look. I will not look at all.
There's some good ones, I'm telling you.
Okay, so not to be self-serving, but at O-Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W, hit me up with some good duets. Tomorrow, Double Pigskin Punishment, the duet of Tazeoki, Fat Boy, and Nine. It will all go down tomorrow. That's the beauty of, look at that. I was on the bottom of the heap week after week, and this week I went. Yeah, it's like I got home yesterday. Caitlin says, who lost on Pigskin Punishment this week? And I said, why is it always we dwell with the losers?
Yeah.
Guess who won this week, by the way?
Uh-huh. She didn't care.
Got tired of throwing them?
That's the thing. Nobody cares who wins. They just want to know who lost.
I know.
Yeah, look at Netflix documentary. Same thing.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to hit the board here again, and we're going to take a break and be back right after this. Morning.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:52. Again, please text TOYS to 72341. We're going to bounce you back all the information about our 16th annual 28-hour broadcast for Toys for Tots for the kids of the upstate through the United States Marine Corps and live at the Bonsecours Wellness Arena. No tickets needed for that, by the way. You just need to bring a brand new unwrapped toy, and we'll talk with you and take you pictures. And they're going to have a bunch of good stuff that everybody that donates will be able to register to win. It says here, autographed sports memorabilia and entertainment memorabilia.
Yeah, and the Black Keys tickets for Saturday night, State Farm Arena in Atlanta.
Is that for sure?
That's what I heard.
Well,
there's going to be registration out there for that.
Let's just give away the station van while we're at it. We could use a new one.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Always use a new one.
So so that goes down, and we hope that you will. And when you text that, there's no charge or anything. You're not making a donation. It's just sending you the information that you'll hopefully spread on your social media.
Yeah, you can spread it on your social media. And don't forget, you can find out all about it. Actually, Matt just put up a good post on Rise Guys Instagram and Facebook.com/RiseGuys as well. You can find it there.
That.
Man, speaking of social media, I just got a friend request from a guy I unfriended this morning. Doing my method of unfriending. There's two things I do. I look at the birthdays list.
Yeah.
And I unfriend people if they haven't posted in forever. But this one guy in particular is like, man, I ain't seen you in like 12 years, and we were never really friends anyway. And I didn't really like you when I did hang around you, so I'm going to unfriend you. Then he sent me a request right back. Sorry, I did not really like you when we hung out.
But you give Fat Boy crap for when people no longer work here.
Well, you still enjoy those people, some of them.
But he would always, if anybody got fired or moved on from another job here at radio.com Greenville, he would unfriend them. Like within the minute of the team email going out, he would unfriend them on social media. But you'll unfriend them if, like, I saw something on Instagram, somebody posted something on my Instagram feed, and I was like, why am I following this person? So I unfollowed him then.
You know what one thing I do is, because my Facebook usually hovers around, at one point it was, 5,000 friends.
They still limit that to 5,000?
Yeah, right now I have 4,960. I've been trimming it down little by little, looking at the birthdays list every day, like, oh, you haven't posted anything in months, I'll unfriend you.
Isn't it funny that Facebook tells you you can only have 5,000 friends?
Yeah.
You dare not have more than that.
Well, I don't know the vast majority of these people anyway.
Oh.
If you're friends with me on Facebook and you don't like me, go ahead and unfriend me. I won't mind. But if you're just on there to be nosy, just unfriend me. It's fine. I'm kind of boring. But I unfriend dead people a lot of times. I'll unfriend people who passed away. Like, I'll click on somebody when it's their birthday, and I'll look and be like, oh, I didn't know you in the first place, and now I see that you passed away 3-4 years ago. I'm going to go ahead and unfriend you because I didn't know you anyway.
How did you...
And you ain't going to get offended.
If they died 3 or 4 years ago, how were you aware that you were even friends with them?
Well,
did their family take over?
No, you'll just see where people have been memorializing them on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I think it's weird. Like, I
miss you or sorry or, whatever.
I haven't unfollowed it, but I followed Muhammad Ali on Twitter years ago when I know he probably couldn't even have tweeted himself physically.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, whoever the estate tweets out, like, famous quotes of his or whatever. But, like... What is the 2019 version of a will in social media world? Like, when somebody dies, do you leave the passwords to the child that you trust the most? Or is it, like, what happens with that? Because, you don't want 9 to defriend you because, you died.
Well, you're not going to care.
You're making room for alive people.
Now, there are people on there that I knew personally, and I leave them if they've passed away. But
why?
If it's some... I don't know. I just like them.
You want to go back and look at the pictures?
If you died and I don't know, I didn't know you, and I have no idea who you are, then yeah, I'm going to unfriend you. I'm going to delete you.
Yeah.
And make room for somebody who's alive.
Hmm. Makes sense.
I mean, in my situation, Chris passed away 3 years ago, December 14th, will be the 3rd year anniversary. And I've changed nothing on social media. I've just left it. I didn't memorialize it.
You don't have his passwords, though.
I do. Hmm. But I don't want to give them to anybody else because that's his own personal business.
Yeah, that is. I wonder what happens.
I don't
with that
want
now.
People to see his conversations with people and blah blah blah. I mean,
Yeah, but like also like, if you died and then like you gave the passwords and then like your widow or widower logs in and oh man, that's crazy.
I mean, you have to respect their privacy and see what
widow.
Yes. Dance like no one's watching.
Yeah.
In my opinion. That's their lives. And I mean, if somebody wants it, I'd be happy to give it to them. But,
Can I have the passwords?
Not you, but family members.
Don't you have to?
Caller 13 right now gets the passwords.
That's one thing. Dead people don't mind if you unfriend them and make room for somebody who's still living.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
They're not going to be offended.
But I also think that if you take over the social media of someone who's passed away, that's also weird because then you're speaking for them. And I mean, put pictures up of them in your own if you want to keep their memory alive. Sure.
You saying that, taking over the Facebook or something, or taking over the social media, reminded me of something that I'm glad went away. I don't see nearly as many people making Instagram pages for their animals anymore. I don't see nearly as many people starting a profile for their dog anymore. And I'm so glad they're not doing that.
I was just going to start one.
Well, behind the times.
Is it okay if they make their dog a logo and a personal business proposition? Is that fine?
I don't have a problem with that.
All right, perfect. All right, we're going to take a break. Again, text TOYS to 72341. Help us spread the word. The Rise Guys, 28-hour broadcast for Toys for Tots, presented by attorney Rob Inario.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. And at 10, get set for another 93-minute rock block. Over 93 minutes of rock. Only on 93.3.
The Planet Rocks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.